think it's a game changer for Australia for infant formula. This is probably the largest infant formula deal that's been done here to date. But on the back of free trade, I think Australia is now sort of on a level playing field with Europe and New Zealand and our other competitors.
So exactly how will it work? Because I know Bill McDonald is setting up a whole lot of new processing capabilities in Western Victoria. When does this deal take place?
So we're exporting almost immediately. Camperdown got their Chinese license as of last week. So Bill's already getting powder in from outside at the moment. And as the farms and the dryers come online, they'll integrate their own system into the whole process.
So that manufacturing side of things, because these are tins that are going, you know, ready-made to China, that's already in place?
Yeah. We've got a tinning plant in Brayside in Melbourne, and we're all ready to go. So we're excited. We're hoping to have our first tins on the water within 6 weeks.
So you do the tinning. Your company's in charge of that manufacturing?
No, Camperdown does the whole product.
Okay.
And sells it to us, but... And they've got a tinning plant in Brayside in Melbourne.
There is some concern about the 15-year timeframe and the demand, I guess, from China. You're obviously confident that demand will remain?
Yeah, so I guess infant formula has grown at a great rate for the last 5 years at almost 25% a year. This year they're expecting about an 8% growth and then maybe less so going forward. But we're maybe coming from a different angle. What we're looking for is to grow the Australian proportion of the market there. Australia's got a great reputation for food safety and food quality. And at the moment, we've only got about 5 million tins out of 125 being imported. So while the market might be slowing down, I think Australia's got some real room to grow in market percentage up there. With a great name Australia has for food safety and food quality, I think we've still got lots of room to grow from an Australian perspective.
So we're coming from, you know, great heights that may drop down a bit, but there's still enough demand there that makes you confident.
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think Australia's at the moment only a little more than 3% of the infant formula going into China. So I think we've got some good room to grow.
Do you think you'll have many competitors in the near future as, you know, all this talk about the opportunities continues on?
Yeah, I think absolutely, and I think it's good to have some good competition. I know how long it takes to get certified in China for other Australian companies, and we've just been through a 12-month process to go through that, so that's a long process for other people to come in. But yeah, I think definitely there's always going to be a lot of competition out there, but I think we've got a really fantastic product.
What products were you selling? Were you in the dairy game at all, or it was other products?
Yeah, we've done bulk products in the past, so I guess supplying other groups up there in bulk products, but this is going to be our first product in infant formula.
Why is it important to have that tin that has come all the way from the farm and been manufactured in Australia? Why have you gone down that path? Because I'm guessing you're paying quite a bit more for those tins than you would just the base product.
Yeah, absolutely. I think buying good premium product at the moment is something that, you know, it's definitely growing in China. And while in Australia we pay $20 for a tin of infant formula, in China they can pay up to $100, and 90% of them are over $45 that they'll pay for each container. And I think it's because they put a big premium on good quality. They've had a lot of food and health scares in the past, and with the one-child policy, I mean, the one-child policy is lifted now, but, you know, most families still have one child. So they've got the parents and the grandparents that, you know, will spend the extra money to make sure their kids have the best. And I think Camperdown has a very unique product from that side of things.